Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state announced 20 new COVID-19 deaths yesterday. The Department of Health and Social Services says the additional fatalities resulted from review of death certificates. The new COVID deaths included 5 in the interior, a Fairbanks man in his 70s, a Fairbanks woman in her 70s, a Fairbanks woman 80 or older, a Southeast Fairbanks Census Area man in his 50s, and a non-Alaska resident man in his 50s who died in Fairbanks. Most of the other newly announced COVID fatalities were Anchorage and Wasilla residents ranging in age from their 20s to over 80. Alaska's pandemic-long Alaska resident COVID-19 death toll is now 329. The DHSS also announced 5 new virus hospitalizations with 37 COVID confirmed and 2 virus suspected patients in Alaska hospitals, with 5 of the patients on ventilators. The agency also reported the confirmation of 185 new Alaska resident COVID cases on Wednesday, including 54 each in Anchorage and Wasilla, 20 in Palmer, and 12 in Fairbanks. Elsewhere in the interior, North Pole had 4 new cases and Delta Junction had 1. There were also 9 new non-resident cases statewide. The DHSS says nearly 39% of Alaskans 16 and older have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a per capita vaccination rate that is 12th in the nation. A state report says Fairbanks North Pole area air quality is slowly getting better, despite weather and suspected pandemic-caused pollution upticks being measured at some locations. KUAC's Robin reports.
The first thing people look at is the chart on page 6 of the report that shows particulates collected from local pollution measuring devices. They show the Fairbanks North Star Borough still exceeds the national ambient air quality standard of 35 micrograms per cubic meter.
We have a lot of work to do, but we look at it the way the standard is built, which is a 3-year design, and the 3-year design value in Fairbanks could go down.
That's Cindy Heil. She's a program manager in the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She says there's reason for optimism about the progress the area is making toward the Clean Air Act standard. Although a monitor on Hearst Road in North Pole measured more PM2.5 particulate pollution this year, Heil says the overall trend is toward cleaner air.
The standard is 35, and we're at 63. That's, you know, twice the amount. So it is high, but if you look in the design value from 2014, we used to be 139.
Heil says a 3-year average smooths out year-to-year weather variability. Another monitor on A Street in the Hamilton Acres neighborhood on the east side of Fairbanks also showed more pollution in 2020 than the previous year. Nick Zarnecki, the Fairbanks North Star Borough's air quality manager, says he doesn't have enough data to know why more particulate matter was recorded there.
2020 was like no other year with the pandemic. We really don't have any idea what change that had on people's, you know, wood burning habits. Did more people stay home and use their wood stove more?
PM2.5 is primarily a concern during the winter months when an inversion over the Tanana Valley keeps cold air still. Heil says there were more air stagnant days in 2020.
Clear days that have little wind.
Those air stagnant days means DEC issued more burn bans last winter. 55 air quality alerts for Fairbanks and 58 for North Pole. The report shows that although DEC issued 3 notices of violation, the number of air pollution warning letters was 133. That's actually down a little bit from the previous year.
Because people are trying. I really think that the community is, as a whole, is making efforts.
Zarnecki says the borough was able to start a targeted airshed grant over the last winter that helped implement recommendations that came out of the 2019 local stakeholder process. One piece is a new change-out program aimed at replacing oil-fired furnaces with natural gas ones. It's so popular with the community that all $1 million so far allocated has been used up. But there's more.
We have 3 active grants right now through the Targeted Airshed Program, and then that big one, the $9.4 million, that we're getting ready to appropriate through the Assembly. You know, what that means is that the wood stove change-out program is going to be fully funded through 2025.
You can read the annual report on DEC's air quality website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Meeting last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly approved a resolution opposing a Dunleavy administration proposal to make it legal to drive ATVs, snow machines, and other all-purpose vehicles on state roads with 45-mile-per-hour or less speed limits. Borough Mayor Bryce Ward sponsored the resolution and told the Assembly that unlike the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole, the borough does not have the authority to regulate and police vehicle use. And ATVs and snow machines mixing with cars and trucks would be dangerous on some borough roads.
That we would have no ability to establish any kind of safe regulations for the use of these vehicles in those areas.
Borough Assembly Member Leah Berman-Williams said she has deep concerns about the proposed change,
which I think may work very well in other areas of the state, but do not work well in Fairbanks.
While opposing the change in its current form, the resolution also calls on the Alaska Department of Public Safety to form a working group to author changes in a, quote, comprehensive and equitable manner that maintains the safety of the traveling public, unquote. Assembly Member Frank Tomaszewski opposed the resolution, saying legalizing use of OHVs on roads could lessen the type of dangerous ATV riding he experienced growing up.
And I actually had a friend who was killed crossing a road because we tried to be sneaky and we tried to get across roads, and that's kind of what happens. I would like to be able to see if this would actually decrease accidents by actually having some rules and regulations.
Tomaszewski was joined by fellow assembly members Tammy Wilson and Jimmy Cash in voting against the resolution, which passed on a 7-3 vote. It will be submitted to the Department of Public Safety, which is taking public comment on the proposed change until Sunday night. The Dunleavy administration is no longer seeking private vendors to replace 6 state-run DMV offices. Coast Alaska reports that the department that includes the Division of Motor Vehicles sent a letter Wednesday confirming it would keep the state-run DMVs open in Haines, Homer, Valdez, Delta Junction, Eagle River, and Tok for at least another year. Lawmakers objected to the privatization plan, saying vendors would levy a fee additional to what the state charges for services. The Department of Administration's letter was addressed to Anchorage Democratic State Representative Zach Fields, who had introduced a bill to block the plan. Fields says he reached out to the governor's office Wednesday, urging them to abandon the idea.
Former Commissioner Kelly Chewbacca had proposed closing DMVs. Of course, she's no longer commissioner, and given leadership change, I thought it was a good time for the administration to formally announce the cancellation of the DMV closure proposal.
Kelly Chewbacca left the Dunleavy administration last month to challenge U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski in next year's election. An aerospace and technology company is considering building key parts of a satellite network in Alaska, including Ketchikan, Nome, and Fairbanks, that it says could help improve internet access across the globe. KRBD reports that it's part of a project called Starlink, being developed by California-based SpaceX. The company advertises relatively low-cost satellite dishes it says could eventually offer high-speed satellite internet even in sparsely populated areas of the planet. SpaceX plans to build ground stations around the world and filed an application last week with the Federal Communications Commission to build a gateway Earth station consisting of 8 antennas at a site in Ketchikan. Ketchikan-based engineer Brett Serlin, contracted by SpaceX, told the local planning commission Tuesday that the facility would control and track the company's satellites, which aim to bring broadband internet to underserved areas.
Relatively low-cost internet, like $100 a month, is what they're looking at right now, to people in locations that are very challenging to develop the infrastructure for internet. So Alaska is one of their primary areas they're focusing on.
Serlin said SpaceX is also looking to build ground stations in Fairbanks and Nome. And Dan Bross.